Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
They are part of the incredibly distinct, they're like a one-of-one band in Aotearoa, Yurt Party. We have Lorenz Weston-Salzer from Yurt Party here to talk about the band's awesome sophomore record, 200, which is out wherever you find your music. It is also on Bandcamp. Good morning to you, Lorenz. How are we?
Kia ora, Zach. Kia ora, Dunedin.
It's good to have you.
I'm very well. Not too windblown. I'm all good.
Yeah, right. How were the winds in Canterbury yesterday?
Well, I stayed home all day, and I guess my house is on the sheltered side, so I didn't see the extremes that some people might have seen.
So you're all doing good. Okay?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. Do you know of any trouble in your immediate vicinity? Were any trees felled? Were any roofs unhinged?
I didn't see anything dramatic, but that's my little isolated corner of Christchurch.
In your ivory tower, watching the peasants get windblown.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the footage from the University of Otago, but it's been pretty raw here. There's at least 6 or 7 trees felled in, 100, 400 meter radius, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah, a little bit gnarly, but, you know, it stopped now. That's the important thing. And before we get talking about the record, I want to talk about pizza real quick, because in my last chat with, I think it was Jimbo and someone else from the band, I can't remember who exactly.
Would have been Tom.
There we go. We were talking about how the band got started and how you got your name because you're making pizzas in a yurt.
That's a great story. Let's go with that.
That's what they told me. Maybe they're lying to me. All right. Have you had many good pizzas lately?
The tannery in Christchurch makes excellent pizza. The tannery Castles. It's actually Castles Brewing Company. You might know Castles.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their spot in Christchurch. It's got fantastic pizzeria.
Nice.
Highly recommend if you're visiting Otautahi.
For sure, we'll do next time. I always forget that Castles is from Christchurch, but that's good to know. I mean, I think every city in New Zealand has at least one good brewery, you know?
Gotta have them.
Gotta have at least one. Now, the music on display in this new record is fusion, but it is mostly kind of a Balkan street party vibe, as it's described on Bandcamp. Has the band considered touring the Balkans anytime in the immediate future?
Oh, man, we'd love to. That would be so much fun. And I reckon getting inspired over there would also be awesome. Logistically, a 6-piece band, that's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, we're not saying no. we're going to start with Australia. We've got our first gig in Australia over New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be our first time out of Aotearoa.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing at Woodford Folk Festival, which we're absolutely stoked about.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a Tuesday, another Otatahi Christchurch band. They recently went to South Korea on a sort of, not exchange, but on a program from the New Zealand Asia Foundation. Maybe if there's a New Zealand Balkan Foundation, you could try and get some cash, a grant to go to all the Balkans.
Thanks for the tip.
I mean, if it exists, I'm not sure the New Zealand Balkan Foundation is a thing. But if it is.
Hey, New Zealand South Korea Foundation, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean that surprises me already. The classic would be Australia or
Oh, it was the New Zealand Asia Foundation that there's a Tuesday.
Oh, the Asia.
Yeah, New Zealand Asia Foundation.
Well, maybe we'd go with the New Zealand Europe Foundation.
There you go. Let's do some research after this chat and figure out what we can do. Some bands, when they release their sophomore album, they're quite confident that they've improved on their abilities or their shortcomings or whatever from their previous work, that they're refined in some way. How do you feel about this project? Do you think you've done that, or have you just we're just making more music and that's the important thing?
I mean the whole process of songwriting is fairly similar, I'd say. But definitely over the last couple of years, we've been improving, I reckon, and getting tighter and,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming up with new ideas. So it's cool to listen back to our first album and kind of hearing those comparisons and you know, compare and contrast. yeah, but you know, you could have a listen and see what you think, too.
For sure. What do you think would be some of the major differences between the first and your new record 200?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, similarities wise, we've still kept that kind of street party energy that we've always been going for. On this new album, here's something. We have written a couple of slower vibe just to get a bit of that more sensitivity going in this album. And we have if you listen to the album in order, you'll find that it's got the, I guess, the slightly more leaning towards the more high energy at the beginning, and then you keep listening through, the later tracks start inserting some of those a little bit more chill, a little bit more sensitive tracks. And part of the idea of that was when we released the vinyl, there's the A and the B side, would have the slightly more high energy side and then the slightly more sensitive side on the other side. And then they could pick up our vinyl and choose what vibe they're feeling on that specific day.
I know my favorite song from this record is the slower cut No Numbers, which features a much more Latin sort of influence there, which I know you guys are kind of a fusion band, but you've also got the track Fella, which kind of has some elements of like classic Ethiopian Afrobeat. I don't know, how do you navigate fusing all these different genres together? Is it particularly tricky, or is it just like, oh, there's a pocket for something and we'll fill that with XYZ?
Great question. Well, I wouldn't, you know, we draw influences from a lot of different parts of the world, but we also are very clear that we're not trying to be like them. You know, we're definitely not authentic. We're just six NZ European guys that love music and feel very inspired by a whole range of different flavors from around the world. So I guess it's not that real intention. I guess we've just been listening to a lot of music from different cultures and around the world, and when we write tunes, we're just writing the tunes, and then once someone comes with an idea or a song and brings it to the band, you know, each band member kind of brings a bit of their own spin into it, and it just becomes something. Now, you're talking about the Afrobeat. I reckon I would say that when Fella was first written, it was even more Afrobeat than it is on this recording, and it got less so and kind of slipped a bit more in the direction of that kind of rock steady, dubby reggae kind of sound.
I definitely got some dubby vibes as well, man. I definitely got some dub vibes, yep.
But it's still got that kind of Afrobeat root where the song kind of started. But I think that applies to all of our songs, really. They start out as one thing, and through jamming and playing and even performing live, our new tunes, they evolve into something else, and it could be anything.
It's super exciting, man. It's so fun. What do you think is the most exciting part about this kind of music? Because I feel like it is quite liberating, it's very exciting, and above all else, it is, I feel, with songs like The Gambler, it's almost rock adjacent, but it's far more dancey than a lot of the kind of gothy rock around Dunedin. What do you think is the most exciting about the kind of music you make?
I find it a bit adventurous. Because I could answer that question on a couple of aspects, right? There's like the writing process and the creating. So it's adventurous in the sense that we are not tying ourselves to a particular style or genre, but the key thing that we think about is what is it going to be like live? Because I think that's our strong point. Our strong suit as a band is our live performances. And so we think about what it's going to be like live, and so most of our tunes are thinking dance floor related. But if I answer the same question about live, I can't help dancing to the our rhythm section. I mean, I'm the violin player, and man, I just love. If I wasn't playing in the band, I'd be at the gig, jumping around. So yeah, I find it exciting to jump around to the music and just seeing other people loving it too. And I guess it's got that energy and being quite light and fun and playful and silly, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's like there's something weird about the effect of, I guess, traditional music on my my taringa, my ears, man. Like I'm not Balkan at all. I don't think I'm very Balkan. I've got Polish ancestry, but I've grown up in a Pakeha context. But for some reason, it really reaches into my spirit and it pulls something out of me that I can't quite pinpoint, you know.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And I think before we had the lineup we have now, you know, we were kind of more like a trio, and we did play a lot of covers originally, and they were quite folky, Romanian, and for example, and you know, we started gigging at like small bars and things and on the street, and yeah, I think just. We noticed that people wanted to dance to it, and so it just got more and more leaning towards dancey, and then we added more and more players, and it got even more and more and more dancey. But from that, as you described, there's this, I mean, I feel it too. I grew up with my parents listening to a lot of folk music from around the world, so it feels part of me, and yeah, there's some kind of connection, I find. Yeah,
it's just, I mean, it might just be one of those things with, like, it's like Matariki, for example, which is, you know, most cultures around the world have some kind of attachment to Matariki, the Pleiades cluster. It's just an innate thing with humans, potentially. You know, power of music, mate. It's a gorgeous power. The album itself was recorded over two sessions. The first session was recorded over last winter, and then you guys came back to it and re-recorded the tracks in Littleton a year later. How did the project sort of develop and change over these two different sessions?
We originally recorded at LoHo Studios. And, yeah, we, after that session, we recorded probably around 4 or 5 tracks. And listening back, we just didn't feel super inspired by it. And we thought, well, if we're going to release something, we want to release something that we love and hopefully, you know, our listeners love. And so we thought, well, let's give it another go. So that was the idea for doing a whole re-recording session. And as we were recording that new session, most of the takes are from that second session, but in kind of listening back and things to the tracks, we actually decided that some of those original ones from the first recording were actually pretty good, actually. So there's a couple of those tracks that are from the first recording, and then the rest from the more recent recording. And we've got another recording booked for another album coming up.
Exciting. You guys are on a roll.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Is the next one going to be called 300?
Could be. You might have just named it right now.
Hopefully. It's really, really awesome that you've put out this new record. And what's even more cool is you're coming to Orthiporti as part of your big nationwide tour on the 7th of November. There are a bunch of tickets left on Under the Radar for the first release and second release, which is awesome. Are you excited to revisit Orthiporti?
Oh, yeah, we love coming down. Yeah, it's so much fun. Mm. Crown's a great spot too. Jones at the Crown's fantastic. We always have a great time. I feel people in Dunedin really respond to our music. Yeah.
I think it's because, like, we don't really have a lot of stuff like it, so that's definitely, like, yeah, you guys are, like, one of one, like I said before. It's so fantastic. It's great.
Yeah, great.
And also you're playing Wanaka the day after, or Wanaka, sorry, the day after. So I hope that that drive goes well, because it's a long drive. Also, the drive down to Otipoti from Otatahi, that is a big drive. Yep. So I hope you guys travel safe, and hopefully no more wind sparks up in between now and your appearance in Otipoti. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the program, Laurent. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
Yeah, well, I appreciate coming on. Thanks for the invite, Zach. Yeah, and can't wait to see you who comes to the Crown on the 7th of November. Mm-hmm. Let's have a party.
Let's have a Europe party. Awesome. Take care, Lorenz. Thank you very much.
Nice one. See ya.
Keep it locked. All right, folks. That was Lorenz Weston-Selzer. We're talking to Lorenz about Europe Party's new album, 200, which is out now. Wherever you find your music, we're going to be playing the track No Numbers, and then we'll have Kai Time. You are listening to Radio 191 FM. Here is Yurt Party with No Numbers.
Seebs, that was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.